B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Good morning. It is Leroy once again filling in for Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa in the news. Concerns over sending kids back to school. In the juice, Drake loves to tease his fans. He sure does. And in sports, the Bruins finally switched things up. But first, Mayor Walsh, she gave the city an update on how things are going with COVID. And when it comes to schools reopening, he said there will be remote learning this year, but that he hopes there will be in-person learning too. Boston University asked some students to come up with a slogan that would help students follow COVID guidelines. Y'all, they came up with F it won't cut it, except they actually use the word. I can't believe it. That is their slogan. And presidential candidate Joe Biden and Kamala Harris made their debut together yesterday for the first time as running mates. In the juice, believe it or not, according to a poll, Kanye West is receiving 2% of the black vote for president. That's 2% too much. Stop playing. We already knew that R. Kelly's a wild boy. He's locked up over sexual abuse claims, and now it comes out that three of his associates have been arrested for attempting to bribe and threaten his accusers. And they don't stop there. R. Kelly reportedly got $1.2 million last year and opened an account in someone else's name, and all of that after claiming he was broke. He's a mess. And a post by Drake last night on Instagram has fans convinced he's putting out new music tonight. We gonna see. I can't wait. In sports, all right, let's see. The Sox fall to the Rays 9-5. Not surprising. The Celtics will face the 76ers in the first round of the NBA playoffs, and coach Brad Stevens signed a contract extension with the team, too. Congratulations. The NBA announced that by the end of the month, booty calls will be allowed in the bubble. Now, they didn't call it that. They're calling it family and friends visitation, whatever. But we all know what's up. That ain't nothing about. That's just booty calls. All right, stop playing. And the Bruins exercise their demons and win game one of their playoff series against the Hurricanes 4-3 in overtime. Bruins Hurricanes, they get back at it tonight at 8. Sox Rays at 4:30. And the Celtics play their last game before the playoffs at noon versus the Wizards. That's taco time because all the starters most likely are going to be sitting. Your good news of the day is coming from Nigeria, where 11-year-old Anthony Madu, he loves to dance, and he made a video of himself dancing in the rain barefoot. So the kid obviously has talent, and the video caught the attention of the American Ballet Theater in New York. And guess what? They offered him a scholarship. Yes. And that's your good news. This report was made hot by Benjamin Franklin Institute of Technology.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.